Welcome to episode 300 of The Empowered Life. Whoa, that was weird. That was really weird, right? It's like I just went back 8 years suddenly and was doing The Empowered Life show, which then became The Terry Holland Show, which is now Success in Mind. But that was really weird and completely by accident. It must be because I was reflecting on the last almost 9 years of the show and how I got to episode 300. And then The Empowered Life just slipped out. I have to admit, I've been avoiding this episode. I was supposed to release it last Thursday, but I just couldn't wrap my mind around recording it. And then it was going to come out earlier today, and I still hadn't recorded it, and I just couldn't wrap my head around what to say in episode 300. So, well, here it goes.
You're listening to Success in Mind with Terry Holland, the show for high-performing entrepreneurs, leaders, and changemakers ready to take your life and your business to the next level. If you're ready for whole life success, keep listening.
Now, in thinking about this episode, I kept thinking, what would make episode 300 special? How do I encapsulate 300 episodes into one show and how much this show has meant to me? And I don't know that I can do that. I reached out to my Behind the Podcast Instagram broadcast channel, where I know some of you hang out. It's a small but mighty group, which, by the way, you're welcome to join if you like the behind-the-scenes stuff. I reached out there and I said, what should I do for episode 300? And one person suggested that I talk about some of the best tips or the, you know, favorite moments with guests. And I thought, that's a great idea. But then I kept thinking about it and I'm like, how do I even pick? How do I choose? Especially this last year, I have really ramped up having guests on the show, and I've had so many amazing guests. How could I ever summarize that in one episode? And of course, the most recent ones that I've had on, my most recent guests, are the most fresh in my mind. And so I felt like I was being more biased to those guests because they're so fresh and present in my mind still. So then I thought, well, that's not fair to other people who've been on the show going further back. And some of my first guests, like Di Manuel was my first guest. And I thought, well, geez, should I listen to all those past episodes? How should I do this? And then I thought, what if I leave someone important out? I don't want to hurt any feelings, and I wouldn't intentionally leave anyone out. And then I just got myself so wrapped up in this that I thought, well, I can't do that because I don't want to leave anyone out and I don't want to miss something important or overlook someone important. And I don't want to have bias towards the most recent episodes I've done. So I'm just not going to do that. I don't know, guys. I don't know what to talk about today. And so I almost didn't do it. I almost just skipped ahead to my next pre-recorded guest interview. I thought, no, episode 300 should be just me. So I don't know. I don't know what you're going to get today, but I'm just going to share where I am in life, where I am with the podcast, what's going on in my world, and give you a life update. Does that sound good? Because I think that's all I got today. So let's talk about some life update stuff. I have been exhausted. I mentioned in the last solo episode I did, I talked about burnout and signs of burnout, how to get through burnout. And I am exhausted right now. I have been so completely fatigued. And you know, if you've been listening to me for the last little while, I've been talking off and on about my health issues and how my ulcerative colitis came back after a beautiful remission. She came back, guys. She came back. And just over 2 years ago now. And so I've been working on that and dealing with that. And it has been a journey, and I am exhausted. You know, I think back to other times in my life where I talked about exhaustion or I said I was tired, and I don't think I knew what real exhaustion was. Because I've been fatigued before, I've been anemic, I've had low energy, I've struggled with it before, but this is like next level exhaustion. And I mean, I am napping every afternoon. And I am so grateful that I have created a business and a lifestyle that allows for me to do that. But I am shutting down every afternoon where I can't function. I can't think straight anymore. I can't keep my eyes open. And I am lying down and sleeping every day, sometimes twice a day. And I'm still exhausted and I'm sleeping. I am going to bed early and I am sleeping through the night. And I am still exhausted. So here's where we are with the health update. And by the way, I mentioned it last fall that I was toying with and experimenting or playing with the idea of releasing another podcast that will focus solely on health and holistic health from my perspective and my journey. And that is coming. That is coming hopefully soon. Here's my plan. Here's my plan with that and with the podcast. So right now I am hosting multiple, like 3, 4, occasionally 5 guest interviews a week to pre-record all of my summer content so that by the end of May, I will have all my guest interviews pre-recorded up until October 15th, I think is the last scheduled one, which means that I'll still be recording solo episodes and releasing them, but there's a lot less production, pre-production and post-production that goes into a solo episode. You know, when I have a guest on, I do a lot of research on my guest. There's coordinating with them. Then the recording of the episode, which is generally longer than my solo shows because, like, let's face it, you don't want to listen to me ramble on for an hour, but a good conversation with a guest can definitely be 45 minutes to an hour. And so the whole recording time is at least an hour. And then there's a lot more editing involved in those episodes because it's 2 voices. And so there's a lot more editing involved and cleaning up. And then I promote those episodes a lot more heavily on my social media because I feel the guest deserves that. I do share my solo shows on social media, but I also just trust the podcast algorithms a lot more on their own with my solo shows, that I'm happy with the number of downloads I get and the listens that I get. So I'm good with that. But when there's a guest on, I really want to honor their time and their expertise. So I create a lot more content for them. So what this means is that I can slow down after May. After May, May 31st is the last guest interview I have booked. And then I'm just going to slow right down. Slow down on this podcast. And that's when I'm going into production for the new show I am going to launch, which, spoiler alert, is called What the Poop. Yep, that's right. I'm calling it What the Poop because we're going to talk about poop. I have ulcerative colitis. We can't talk about ulcerative colitis without talking about poop. We're not going to get like gross and graphic, but we're going to talk about the embarrassing things. We're going to talk about the things no one wants to talk about when it comes to ulcerative colitis, the uncomfortable stuff, the funny stuff, the light stuff. I'm going to share stories of my own journey. I'll bring on other people to talk about their journey and not just ulcerative colitis. That'll be a big focus of it, but also exploring other invisible illnesses and how they affect us, how we can thrive through illness. And I'll be bringing on guest experts, gastroenterologists, nutritionists, everything from medical doctors to alternative practitioners, because I truly believe that holistic health is a holistic approach, meaning that we use everything available to us to treat our bodies and our health mentally, spiritually, physically, and emotionally, that we need healing on all 4 of those levels, and all of those require different approaches and at different times in life. So we're going to explore truly what it means to heal holistically. So that's coming. And for those of you who have messaged me and said that you were really interested in that, I hope that you'll listen to it. And I hope that you enjoy it as much as you enjoy this show. So that is in the pipeline, friends. I already have the cover art. I have the name registered. It's all happening. It's all happening. But I just need time to record. And going back to the health stuff, I have been so exhausted lately that I can't wrap my head around recording any more than I am. And that's frustrating, you know. That's one of the frustrating things about having an illness is I love this. My favorite thing to do in my business is to podcast and to talk about podcasting and to coach others on podcasting and public speaking. In my brain, they're the same thing, public speaking and podcasting. It's all connected. And that's my favorite thing to do is to speak and to train and to lead others. And I love recording this show and I love hosting guests and having great guest conversations. And I love all the production work that goes into it. And it makes me so frustrated and so angry when I'm so exhausted that I can't do any more with it. My plan was originally to launch What the Poop in February of this year, but I realized there's not enough gas in the tank right now to do that. So this was my plan, is to give Success in Mind all the time and space right now, pre-recording all those guest interviews so that I have them ready to go all summer long. I can just plug them in, launch them, promote them, and then that time can be allocated to What the Poop. So I'm excited about it. I hope you are too. I think it's a show that's needed, especially for if any of you have ulcerative colitis or Crohn's, or you're struggling with any sort of invisible illness, to have a space where we can talk about it, and we can talk about it from all aspects, the personal side of it, the painful side of it, the funny side of it, because, we have to be able to laugh at these things, right? Like, if we can laugh at the stuff we're going through, it makes it so much easier. So it's going to be all of those things. And I'm really looking forward to it. And in the meantime, I have some amazing guest interviews lined up for you on this show. I am so excited to release them. That's one of the downsides to pre-recording so much of this content, is that there are all of these guests that I know are just sitting in the queue, and I cannot wait to release them. I can't wait to get them out into the world, into your ears, so that you can enjoy them as much as I've enjoyed recording them. Just incredible conversations, amazing conversations. And it's funny because I'll tell my friend Jody about who I've just recorded. And Jody's a fellow podcaster. She actually took my training and we've become friends, and we talk, you know, at least once a week we talk and connect, and we help each other out with content and marketing ideas. And, I'll tell her, I'll go, oh, I just had the greatest guest on my show, and this is what we talked about. And she's like, oh, great. I need to listen to that one. When does it come out? And I'll say, August 5th. And she's like, Terry, you've got to stop doing this to me. I get so excited about these guests, and then you tell me I have to wait until August to hear them. Anyway, so it got me thinking, what if I did like a Patreon account? And you guys, send me your feedback. What do you think of this idea? What if I did a Patreon where you pay a very small amount, I'm talking like $5 a month, like a cup of coffee, not even a cup of coffee. If you're getting a Starbucks coffee, I think it's more like $7 now. But so you pay like $5 a month and you get them all the raw episodes, no ads. I mean, my ads are just me talking about my programs. But there'd be no ads. It'd be very, very bare bones. Here's an intro. Here's the guest interview. Nothing else. No bells and whistles. What would you think of that? And then you get them early. You get all the episodes early before everyone else. So that if you're, say, on my Instagram, and I always post the guests that I've interviewed that day, and I'll be like, oh, I talked to For example, I talked to Shannon Boyer today. We talked all about creating impactful course content. And then you see that and you know that you're going to get it later that day or maybe the next morning. You're going to have it. Would that be worth it for you? Let me know. Send me a message. The best way to message me is on Instagram at the Terry Holland. I'll link it in the show notes. Would you be into that? Would that be something that you'd like? Because I'm willing to do that. I think that'd be kind of fun. So, I don't know. That's just an idea in my head as we move forward with this podcast. And really, actually, as I think of it, and this just occurred to me right now, I would love all the feedback on the show. So, because I've changed things up, doing 2 episodes a week right now, 1 solo show, 1 guest show. Last week, there was no solo show because, like we already discussed, I was procrastinating. But what do you think? Are you enjoying the scheduling of the 2 episodes? Are you enjoying the guests that I have on? Are there other types of guests you want me to have on? Are you bored with my solo shows? You might be bored with this one because I feel like we're just chatting here and I'm just talking at you for a while. You know, this is how I used to do my show all the time near the beginning. It was just sort of my thoughts and what I was going through, what I was experiencing, my views of the world. And I kind of like these recordings too, I'm going to be honest with you. So let me know, what kind of style do you like? Or do you like a mix of all of it? I know last time I asked for some feedback, it was about the health stuff. If you liked hearing those episodes when I give a health update, and if you wanted a separate podcast for that, or if you just want it interwoven in this one. And the feedback I got was astoundingly in support of both. Like everyone who reached out said, I appreciate hearing those updates on how you're doing, and I love those episodes, and I'll listen to them if they're a part of Success in Mind, and I'll listen to them if they're a separate podcast. You just tell me where they're going to be and I'll listen. And that was across the board. Everyone who reached out said the same thing. I support you doing a separate show. I support you doing it on this show. I just want to hear it. So let me know. Reach out on the Instagram and let me know what you enjoy about the show or what you're not loving. And I'm open to hearing your feedback, but please be kind about it. That's all I ask. Like, don't be mean. Don't be rude. I'm a big girl. I can take the negative feedback, but just put it into kind words is all I ask. Like, don't rip me apart because no one likes that. Anyway, that's what's going on with the podcast. Back again to the health stuff. So I've been really exhausted and I talked to my gastroenterologist about this probably about a month or so ago now. And I said, I'm feeling incredibly drained. I'm having a lot of joint pain, And to the point where it's getting unbearable. But the actual colitis symptoms have been great, fine on this new biologic I've been on. I say new, but I've been taking it since July. And I've been fine on it. So I said, I don't know if that's the colitis, if that's the medication, or if that's something else. He said, well, we don't know. Could be the ulcerative colitis is just, in his words, he said, pooping you out. And I said, well, like literally. And we had a good laugh about that. But he said, it could just be the disease. Could be the ulcerative colitis pooping you out. He said, it could be your iron could be low again. So we'll check that. He said, but the joint pain's also concerning that it's so bad. He said, it could be caused by the ulcerative colitis. It's systemic inflammation. So it causes pain in other parts of the body. So he said, it could be that. It could be something completely unrelated. It could be something structural because most of the pain is in my sacroiliac area, lower back. And he said it could be something structural, an injury. Something could be wrong with it. So we need to investigate that. He said it could be rheumatoid arthritis. And I may have mentioned this in previous episodes, but when you have one autoimmune condition, it's very likely you develop other autoimmune conditions. So he said it could be rheumatoid arthritis. And he said it could be, and I don't know if I'm saying this right. I probably am not. I should have looked it up before I started recording, but I didn't really know what I was going to talk about. It could be something called ankylosing spondylosis or spondylitis, something like that. If you know how to say it, feel free to reach out to me and tell me how to say it, because I don't know. I've looked at the word. I don't know how to say the word. Or the words, two words. It could be that. So he sent me for more tests. A whole bunch of blood work, which showed that my inflammation is once again high, which isn't a good thing. It was down in October. It was in normal range. Now the inflammation in my blood, so the blood test, the CRP test, is now high again, which isn't a good thing. So that's high. My hemoglobin's good, so it shouldn't be anemia causing the fatigue. Hemoglobin's right where it should be. It's perfect. So, and he sent me for a back x-ray, which I'm waiting to hear on, and a referral to rheumatologist, which is for June. So that's where I am. I'm very tired. I deal with a lot of pain. I have found a way to manage the pain, though. I have been using CBD. And I've heard about how CBD oil can be really helpful for inflammation and pain. But I've avoided it because of my own bias. I'm not a cannabis user. I don't smoke weed. I did a little bit when I was in my theater days, my early 20s, very recreationally, like closing night of a show kind of thing. Theater, you know. But I don't do that. And it's not part of my lifestyle. I don't even drink alcohol anymore. That's not part of my lifestyle either. I don't even drink coffee anymore, you guys. Like I have given up a lot. I've given up a lot. No coffee, no alcohol. I don't smoke weed. I don't do any other drugs. I gave up Diet Coke too, because same reasons. It was irritating the ulcerative colitis. Plus, I just don't think it's a good thing for the body in general. So I gave that up. So my life is pretty simple. Like the strongest thing I consume is black tea. And then I drink a lot of water. And when I want to get fancy with my water, I put in like some hydrating drink stuff for hydration, electrolytes. I put that in my water. Like, getting super fancy. Sometimes when I'm working out, I'll put in some BCAAs. And every once in a while, when I want to get really crazy, I'll take a mild pre-workout drink before working out. And that's as fancy as it's getting here. That is it. I know, it's a party around here. So I kept hearing about how helpful CBD oil is. And I feel like I am so late to the party on this. But I got to the point where the pain was so bad, I couldn't handle it anymore. It was affecting my work because I couldn't sit for very long. I would need to just go lie down. It was affecting my ability to work out because I was in so much pain, I couldn't exercise. And I really need to be exercising. And I couldn't do that. When it's really bad, I can barely walk my dogs. It is excruciatingly bad. So I got to the point where I just said one day to my husband, I said, I think I need some CBD, because also with ulcerative colitis, I can't take Advil or ibuprofen. I can't take Aleve. I can take Tylenol, but Tylenol does nothing for the pain. So, and plus I don't want to take, you know, you hear a lot about Tylenol and how hard it is on the liver, and I don't want to do that to my poor liver. So, I thought, well, maybe I'll try CBD. Oh my God, you guys, what a difference it made. And this isn't an ad for CBD. I'm not sponsored. I'm not telling you to take it. Don't do anything without talking to your doctor, et cetera, et cetera. Talk to the pharmacist, blah, blah, blah. But oh my God, if I knew the difference it would make and how much better I'd feel, I would have taken it a long time ago. But I really didn't know if it was that effective. Like, I thought, is it really that good? I don't know. Who knows? So anyway, I got some CBD gummies. They're delicious. It's like a little treat. And holy, what a change. And at first I thought, because it was sort of gradually got better over a few days, and I thought, well, maybe the pain just got better. It comes and it goes. So then I stopped using the CBD. And it came back again within 2 days, like excruciating pain, back to like a level 12 out of 10, bad pain. So went back on the CBD, and as long as I take the CBD, my pain is like a 1 or a 2 at the most. Like, it is mild, it is manageable. And if I'm having a particularly bad day, I might take an extra one during the day. Otherwise, I save them for at night when I'm ready to relax and can go to sleep. You know, it's time to unwind and go to sleep anyway. So that's what I've been doing, and that's been really making a huge difference for me. And that's where we're at. So I'm waiting to hear about the test that we just did and the back x-ray and meeting with a rheumatologist. And in the meantime, doing what I can to take care of my body. I mean, the great thing is that because the actual like acute ulcerative colitis symptoms are totally under control, I've been able to increase the fiber in my diet, eating more fruits and vegetables again, which is wonderful. And I love it. And I'm working out again, which is amazing and feels so good to do. So on that front, everything is going really well. It's just figuring out why I'm so exhausted and what's actually causing the extreme joint pain, which is focused on the lower back, but it also radiates out. So it does affect my knees, sometimes my shoulders, sometimes even my hands. So that's where things are. That's the health update. So we talked about the podcast. We talked about the health stuff. I don't know. What else should we talk about? Business. Let's talk about business. I have gone all in, and you might have noticed this if you're on my social media. And if you've been listening to the show for the last little while, I've been talking about it on the show. I've gone all in on coaching people on podcast. And I'm thinking about, and also public speaking. I haven't been promoting that part of it, but I'm going all in on it. It's what I love. It's what fires me up so much, is to help people to share their stories, to share their message, and to do it with confidence and charisma and to feel great about it. I fully believe everyone has a story to share. Everyone has a message to share, and everyone deserves a safe platform to share it on. And in my experience, podcasting has been the safest platform. Because people aren't going to, and this is what I tell my students, people aren't going to invest time into listening to your podcast if they don't want to hear about what you're talking about. You're a podcast listener. Do you give time to podcasts on topics you don't care about or that you're really not interested in hearing about, episodes or shows that you don't like, people you don't like? No, it's a time investment. Who has time for that? Like, you're going to listen to a show just to ridicule the host? No, unless you're like a celebrity figure who's in the media for something stupid, then people might listen to their podcast to leave them a bad review. But in my experience, and maybe because I'm not famous yet, no, just joking, I'm not famous. Maybe my experience has been a better one because of that. But I have always found that podcast audiences are the most loyal, the most caring, and the most kind. So to me, it's a safe platform to share a message. Plus, you can talk about things that maybe you can't talk about on social media because of the filters and stuff. And I am for the filtering on social media. I am, because people post and share some really awful things. It needs to be censored to a point to protect people from hearing about things. And I don't know, you might disagree with that. I used to be completely anti-censorship on all levels. And I am against censorship when it comes to speaking out against the government. Like, we need to have the freedom to do that. But when it comes to sharing certain things, you know, you can imagine what, some things just don't belong on the internet and don't belong on our social feeds, and we don't want to see them. So, but podcasting is a lot more broad. You can talk about things that don't get filtered or don't trigger the algorithms in that way. You can talk a little more candidly, and you're more in control of your content in a podcast. So to me, it's a very safe platform. It's been huge in growing my business. I've had clients come from all around the world because of podcasting, which is really exciting, and that's not something I expected to happen. I've connected with the most incredible people through podcasting, the guests I've had on the show. And when I have a guest on my show, I follow them on social media and I get to know them, and I feel like so many of them are becoming a part of my network and my world just because we have that connection. We had an amazing conversation and we're connecting, and I love supporting them and feeling supported by them. It's really cool. So that's the business update. That's what I'm focused in on. I'm not saying that I'll never teach an NLP training again, because I do love NLP, but I feel like where my sweet spot is and my purpose is to help people share their message confidently. So that's what I'm focused on right now. I don't know. Will I teach another NLP training? Yeah, very, very likely. Possibly. Maybe in a different format. I might do like an NLP light, like NLP for leaders. You know, you're not going to be certified to coach, but you're going to learn the tools that will help you be a better leader and a better communicator. Like I might do that. I might do some of that. So that's where we are. I'm all in on podcasting. There's a new podcast that you can look forward to coming out over the summer that'll be focused more on health and living with invisible illness, thriving with invisible illness. And I'm still loving this show and have incredible guests coming for you. And those are all the things. Oh, and the other thing I was going to talk about that I'll share with you is we went back to Calgary. This is just like a personal note. We went to Calgary, almost 2 weeks ago now. We left 2 weeks ago yesterday, or tomorrow. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks ago we left. We had a road trip from, I live just outside of Vancouver, and we drove to Calgary to visit my sister and my brother-in-law to celebrate my brother-in-law's 50th birthday. And it was so nice to get away. There's something about a long car ride, isn't there? I love road trips. Like, I love them so much. I crave them. Admittedly, I don't drive. I hate driving. I've never had my driver's license. I learned how to drive and then discovered, like, I really hate it. I hate it more than I thought I would hate it. So I don't do it. My husband would love if I did, but I think after almost 20 years together, he's given up on that. So anyway, I don't drive. My husband does the driving. I am a passenger princess and I fully own that. And I love being on the road, daydreaming out the window, reading books, listening to podcasts, listening to audiobooks, having conversations with my husband. And I love it. So we stopped in Revelstoke both ways, on the way there and the way back. I really like Revelstoke. I don't know if any of you listening are from Revelstoke, but I think it's such a cool town. I would live there. That's a town I could really see myself living in. It's so beautiful. And it has a great downtown core. I love the downtown. I love towns where you can walk the whole downtown. I have this whole Gilmore Girls fantasy in my head of living in a smaller town where you can walk from your house to the downtown and you can get a coffee or your breakfast. You can walk to the bookstore. You can walk the whole town and it's all very close and quaint and intimate and everyone knows each other. I love that idea so much. I think that'd be wonderful. I think it'd be a great lifestyle. So anyway, so we stayed in Revelstoke on the way there and the way back. And here's a funny little story to leave you with. So on the way back, we stayed in Revelstoke again. And my brother-in-law had told us about a pub called The Village Idiot. And he's like, you've got to eat there. When you stop in Revelstoke, you have to go for dinner there. They have the best poutine ever. And so that's where we went for dinner on the way home. We stopped and we went to The Village Idiot. Great name for a pub, by the way, and such a cool pub. It was so cool. So we go in there and it is packed. I think we got the last table and we were at like the community table, you know, like a long table that you sit multiple groups at. So we're at that table and behind me was a group of guys, I think maybe like 6 or 8 guys sitting at a table behind me. And I heard the best Canadian debate ever. And from now on, this will be known as the Great Canadian Debate. So one of the guys, and then once I heard this, my ears were perked up and I was invested. He said, if someone offers you a bite of their poutine, do you just take a bite of potato? And I assume he meant with gravy, because, yeah. So do you just take a bite of potato, or do you take a bite with cheese curd? So now, of course, my ears were really perked up. And before I go even further, let me explain what poutine is for my non-Canadian friends who may not know. Poutine are French fries with gravy all over the fries, and melted cheese curds on top. And it is delicious. It is a Canadian delicacy. If you are American and you try to tell me that you eat cheese fries with gravy, that is not the same. That is not the same. No matter what people tell you, that is not the same thing. It's got to be French fries, gravy, cheese curds. Delicious. Okay. So now that we have that out of the way. So the question, do you take a bite of just potato, which I assume he also meant with gravy, or do you take a cheese curd? Now, immediately my mind is saying just a bite with potato, because that would be the polite thing to do. Now, his friend says, I would take a curd. Now, the guy who started the conversation, he said, what? You would take another person's cheese curd? And he said, yes, I would. And he gets more upset now. And he says, how could you take another person's cheese curd? That's so rude. You don't take another person's cheese curd. You take potato only. That is a polite thing to do. That is poutine etiquette. Now he starts polling the rest of the table and asking the rest of their friends, what do you do? And they all kept saying, I would take a curd. I would take a cheese curd. I would definitely take a cheese curd. And he's getting more and more worked up. He's like, you can't take someone else's cheese curd. That's so rude. It's the wrong thing to do. The polite thing is you just take potato and gravy. And I was with him up until this point. I was like, yes, you are correct, sir. And then one of the other guys offered a counter point of view. He said, if someone offers you a bite of their poutine and you take a bite of potato only, can you even say you had a bite of poutine? Because poutine is potato, gravy, cheese curd. If there is no cheese curd, it is not poutine. You have just taken a bite of potato. He had me there. I completely, in an instant, I flipped my position, because he was right. If you just take a bite of potato, you are just eating a fry. You are not eating poutine. And they offered a bite of poutine, which implies a curd. And this I will always refer to now as the Great Canadian Debate. So I took this to my social media and I shared the story. And I said, what would you do? And most people said they would take a cheese curd. Some people got more nuanced with this, and this got really fascinating. Some people said, well, it depends on how much they have left. If it's a fresh plate of poutine, I would definitely take a cheese curd. But if they're down to their last few bites and there's not many curds left, I would leave the curd. Some people said it depends on how many curds there are to begin with. If there are a lot of cheese curds, then it's fair game. But if there are few cheese curds, then no, I would not take a cheese curd. So much nuance to consider here. A friend of mine who's been on the show, Heather Grace Stewart, the author, she piped in and said, well, clearly this is not Montreal poutine, because Montreal poutine is covered in cheese curds. It would not be possible to take a bite without cheese curd. And then she sent me a picture of the Montreal poutine. And I was like, oh, that looks like I need to take a trip to Montreal. And I sent her a picture back of the poutine we had from the Village Idiot. And she said, well, that looks delicious too, but very different in the presentation and how many curds there were. So now her and I got into a discussion of, I wonder how poutine varies province to province. and it would be interesting to take a trip across Canada to try out the best poutine in every province and see how it varies province to province. And I think that is worth a trip across Canada. What do you think? I think I would love that trip. And if it's obviously it would have to be a road trip. So now I'm pairing my love of road trips, which, again, for my non-Canadian friends, if you don't realize how big Canada is, like that would be, I know people who have driven across Canada before and flown back, and just the drive across Canada coast to coast was 2 months. So, I mean, that is a road trip. That includes stops. That would include stops, but then like stops for like a night or two in different places. But that is, to me, that's an ultimate road trip. And I would love to do that. I would love to see the country from coast to coast. I obviously live on the West Coast of Vancouver. I have traveled to the East Coast. We did a trip to Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, which was so beautiful. I would love to live out there, but it would just be so far from our families, and we like being close to our families. So beautiful, so stunning. I loved it out there. I have been through the prairies. Here are the provinces I've been in. Obviously, BC, I live here. I grew up in Alberta. I visit Alberta regularly. I have been in Saskatchewan several times for visits, family trips, different reasons, speaking engagements. I haven't been in Manitoba. I have been to Ontario. I did a speaking engagement in Ottawa. I spoke at a conference there, and I have visited Toronto, but I haven't been to Quebec. Well, other than like just crossing over in Gatineau, like from Ottawa to Gatineau and crossing just barely into Quebec. But otherwise, I have not really visited Quebec. And yeah, and then I've been to Newfoundland, Nova Scotia. But I would like to do it continuously. One drive across, straight across. I think that would be a beautiful drive. And I think the icing on the cake, or the cheese curd on the poutine, as this conversation is going, would be to sample the best poutines in every province, like to find out, to research in advance, where's the best poutine, and then go there and compare province to province of how it varies in different provinces. And I think that would be really fun. Anyway, that is the Great Canadian Debate. And that was such a fun trip that we took. And to circle back to where we started this conversation with all the health stuff, I really hoped I'd come back feeling rested and recharged and still exhausted. So it wasn't a break that I needed, because the break did not help. Anyhow, that is it for today. I think I have talked your ear off long enough. If you're still with me, I congratulate you. I want to thank you for listening to this episode. 300. Okay, one more little confessional and then I will close up. But I have to confess, because I've been pre-recording so much content, I've already recorded well over 300 episodes. Plus, I have deleted some in the past, and I don't know if you guys know that, but I have deleted released episodes for a few reasons. One or two of them because they were very time specific. And they no longer made sense once that time had passed. So I went back and deleted them and thought, oh, they're not relevant and they don't make sense. So a few I deleted because I was talking about current events at the time. And then they were no longer relevant. And then I deleted a couple guest interviews. Yeah. Yep, I did. I deleted a couple guest interviews because, and I won't say who, but I will say I've deleted some because integrity issues with these people, where I no longer felt aligned with them and therefore didn't want to represent them on my podcast any longer. Because to me, that's false representation. If you listen to a guest on my show, and that's my endorsement. So if you listen to someone on my show and then you go buy their product or their service, you go work with that person because you heard them here, I couldn't in good faith have those episodes still be on my show. I couldn't endorse their work anymore after learning things about them, after experiencing certain things with them. I just couldn't endorse them anymore. So, I mean, granted, is this episode 300? Well, it is right now. It is. But I also don't want to mislead you into thinking that this is the 300th episode I recorded, because that's not the case. It is the 300th episode published as of right now. But still kind of cool, considering that most podcasts fade before episode 20. Most podcasters will drop off before their 20th show. It's something called pod fade in the podcasting world. And so to hit episode 300, I am ecstatic, but I need to be honest and let you know that I have a whole bunch more in the storage bank waiting to be released, and that I've deleted a few in the past. So I'm really beyond episode 300 in terms of recordings, but 300 currently published. Anyway, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to me, even though I feel like I've just been rambling for an hour, but just thank you. Thank you for being here. Next month, the podcast turns 9, and we will do a special episode for our 9th year show. So, I mean, there'll be lots of episodes in between now and then, but that'll be a special one for sure. As always, follow me on Instagram, leave a 5-star review, share it with a friend if you feel like it. And if you follow me on Instagram, let me know. Let me know your thoughts, what you think about the things we talked about. All right, I'm going to end here, because otherwise I will keep rambling for another hour. So thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye for now.